It's had time to get some added spice, added marination.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well said. Yeah, let's get weird with it. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie. And we're here to talk about singing and dancing and Bollywood boys.
Indeed. This is our year in review episode.
Mm-hmm.
We are here today to discuss the films we watched in 2024.
Yeah.
And our favorite things about them.
Yeah.
That makes it sound like we're going to say something we love about every movie we watch, which is not what we're going to do.
No, but I think we'll get a nice overview.
Yes.
Because I don't know about you, but as I was looking through the lineup from this year, first of all, I was reminded of a lot that I'd forgotten about.
Me too.
And I was like, man, we had some really good films. We had some phenomenal new ones. We had some phenomenal old ones.
Rewatches,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. It was a good year.
It was a good year. I found myself, you know, as I was writing down the answers to my, to the questions, I found myself mostly picking things based on what I wanted to talk about and not necessarily, like, the peak of my feelings of things.
Okay, yeah.
So I cheated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's only because there were so many things that could have been a favorite for me.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to it. But like last year, you know, I knew immediately what my favorite new film was.
Yeah.
And this one, I have like three.
Yeah, I know. I had to think about it. And same thing with the rewatch. We revisited a lot of our favorites this year, which is awesome.
And like, you know, you love different things for different reasons.
This is very true. Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to start with two things. One, I'm sick this time.
Yeah, we're just swapping it back and forth.
I know, except I would almost like it more if I had gotten sick from you. Like, if we had seen each other and I had gotten sick from seeing you, I feel like I would feel better.
At
least it would have come out of something fun.
That's fair.
As opposed to, I think, riding the subways in New York, which is where it came from. But, so that's thing number one. Thing number two, Katie, I keep meaning to tell you this and then forgetting about it, but while I was in New York City over Thanksgiving, I went to see All We Imagine Is Light.
Oh!
Yeah. It's still playing in theaters as a part of the New York Film Festival.
Okay.
And so I went to see it with my parents, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was just sweet and, like, deep, but without being too, like, profound. You know,
okay,
it felt
very,
like, accessible. And it was well acted, well written. Everything about it, I really, really,
really
liked.
Good. Now, I don't want to compare it to Laputa Ladies based on the whole conversation we had about the two films, but like, I'm assuming they're very different.
They are very different. Like, there's literally no other reason that I would compare them other than the whole Oscars
that
thing.
They're in the same conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do feel that All We Imagine as Light is probably. Would probably have been more likely to
Oscar worthy.
Yeah. And Laputa Ladies is wonderful. Oh, I absolutely loved that movie. But what I found myself thinking about in particular was the argument that the nominating committee had made that Laputa Ladies was more quote unquote Indian and All We Imagine Is Light was more like for a Western audience.
Yeah.
And one, I don't see that in terms of the content.
Right,
I feel like the content of All We Imagine Is Light is probably more broadly accessible and relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I also went to see it with, you know, two very white middle-aged people.
Right, yeah. Who have watched a little more, like, Bollywood than your average maybe white middle-aged person.
This is true, yes. And they had so many questions and there were so many things, so many cultural nuances that they, like, asked me about and didn't fully grasp. And so I was like, how can you argue that this is made for a Western audience when your average Western person watching it isn't picking up on all of the dynamics within it?
Yeah.
So that's, I don't think that argument holds water, personally.
That's great, because I feel like that was the thing that we were kind of getting all up in arms about that yeah. part of the argument where we were like, well, how could you say that? That's not okay. And now it feels helpful that you've actually seen it.
Yes.
And can back up that opinion.
Yes.
And I will just use your evidence to back up yeah. my opinion.
And when eventually it becomes available to stream, you can have the evidence for yourself, because we'll definitely watch it and talk about it more in depth at some mm-hmm. point. Because it is to. Wonderful, and I think you would really like it.
Yeah. That sounds great. And yeah. that's actually a good segue into our first question, which is, what is your favorite new film of the year? So not necessarily a film that came out this year, but right. just a film that we watched for the first time.
Yeah. New to us.
Yeah. And I'm just, spoiler alert, Laputa Ladies is one of mine.
That's an excellent choice. I almost put that one down, and then I was like, is that, I guess that technically wasn't new to me because I had already seen it.
But you,
but
seen
I saw it this year. So.
Right. Yeah. So I think it counts. Like, you watched it, what, like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe like a month or two before we talked about it.
It was several months. And okay. also, I still think it can be on my list of favorite new ones this year. Mm-hmm. But what were some of the things you loved about it in particular?
So when I think about, like, favorite films, I honestly, because there's so many good ones that we have. And so what I find myself thinking about is, like, is there anything I would have changed? Like, was I critical about any aspect of this
sure.
film? And yeah. if the answer is no, and I'm like, and when I think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was so good and, like, enjoyable, then that's probably one of my favorites. And
yeah.
Laputa Ladies, I just, for all the reasons that we talked about, like, when in that episode, I just loved the female focus. I loved the look at the roles of women, like, in marriages yeah. and just yeah. in society, and how we see one woman who is kind of a victim of that, and then another woman who uses that to her advantage. Like,
yeah.
like flipping the script,
it's
is
so clever.
Cool. And it was funny, and the acting was good. Like, no, I just loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an excellent movie. And I was going to say this too about All We Imagine Is Light. The woman who played the like the stall owner
yes.
at the
yeah.
she was in All We Imagine Is Light as well.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah, so it's like, good for you for being in, like, two of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have, like, three more that I just wanted to talk about. So, yeah,
yeah.
How about you go?
I'll share mine. So, mine is The Romantics.
That was a really top contender for me, because I was like, God, that was so good.
Truly, truly excellent. And I think for me, the reason it's on my list of favorites is because I learned so much.
Yeah.
And I thought about it as I watched so many of the other movies that we watched this year. And I know I'll think about it as I watch more in the future. And not just other Yash Raj films.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I gained a better understanding of that era of Bollywood, you know, like the 70s to now,
yeah,
than I had before.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot more to learn, and that just really sparked my interest. So I'm so excited to watch. We've got the there's the one about Javed Akhtar that we
yeah.
have to watch. The Roshans is coming
yeah.
out next year, so we've got more documentaries to learn and talk
I'm
about in the future.
Super excited about it. And yeah, similarly, The Romantics gave such good context to so much of what we talk about and so many of the movies that we watch that
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a really good one. Like, without that, I don't think I would have necessarily enjoyed or gotten as much out of the movies that we watched after it. So
absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, that's an important one for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, and I'm filing through my list in my head being like, okay, was that really one of your favorites? We don't have to talk about it. So I've chopped two off the list, but what I think is probably, like, my true favorite film, and it was my gut instinct, was like, this is number one, because I do like a grittier film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can guess, but I do think my favorite is White Tiger.
That's really interesting. When I was going back and looking at the list, I was like, I wonder if White Tiger will be Katie's.
I had forgotten about it, which is funny
because
yeah. we brought it up. Like, obviously, I remember that we watched it, but timing gets a little weird.
It's hard to remember, like, what was last year, what was
yeah.
this year. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw it and I was like, oh yeah. Like,
Yeah.
I love a gritty film that's well written and well acted and that exposes like societal realities. And
Yeah.
that checks all the boxes. Like, I really, really liked it.
Yeah. White Tiger was a phenomenal film, and I think if you're ever giving a film points for sticking with you,
Yeah.
like definitely that movie sticks with me. You know, we watched it
Yeah.
almost a year ago, and I can still remember so many scenes, so
Right.
many of the, you know, important plot points, and I can't say that about all of the movies we've watched, even some of the
Yeah.
ones we watched more recently.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's my true favorite.
Okay.
How many do you have on this? Did you just have the one? Were you
I
good
just
and
had the
just chose
one.
the one?
I want to hear your other ones, like as honorable
Okay,
mentions.
honorable mentions. Well, I just remembered another one. Because also, K'Tal, The Core,
Oh, so good.
I think deserves to be talked about as one of the
So good.
best films we watched this year.
Yeah.
It was just so good. Again, I like a film that's well acted, well written, and exposes societal like realities.
It does all of those things too. That was one of the
Yeah.
ones that I'm gonna, I don't mean that I forgot about it in
Yeah.
that I like forgot the film, but as
Yeah.
I was going back and looking through the year, I was like, man, that was a really good movie.
It was
Yeah.
one when I was like, before I looked at the list and was just kind of going through my mental catalog of this year,
Yeah.
I was like, that Mamutie film like really hit me.
Yes.
And I couldn't remember the name of it. And then I saw, I was like, yes, that's right.
I remember how exciting it was that it wasn't even talked about, but both of the women, the both of the lawyers in that movie
Yes.
were women, and that wasn't even
Yeah.
the
Right?
point of the movie.
Like,
What a delight.
I do think that we did a fairly, at least a better job this year, and this kind of, whatever. I'm jumping maybe to like another question, but
That's okay.
I think we did a better job this year about including like women-centered stories,
Yeah.
which I think we had wanted to do. And so to that end too, Doc Doc was also kind of an honorable mention for me.
Yeah.
Mostly because of like what we learned about like the female like motorcyclists
That was
too.
so fun and cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like I just love the independence that that gives women.
I agree. I was going back and looking at all of the kind of women-centric stories that we experienced this year. And as much, we deserve credit for choosing them. And also, it's exciting to see. I mean, think of, Doc Doc, Crew, Thank You for Coming, even Dopati, like those, are all movies that came out this year, or at least became available to stream this year, that are all like women-centric
Yeah,
stories.
and I would say while K'Tal, The Core, is about a closeted gay man, it's also equally the story of his wife.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
So no, I think I'm proud. Well, yeah. Answer to a later question, but I'm proud of us for that.
Yes.
And yeah, I think that I can end my honorable mentions with that, because otherwise I will just keep going.
Well, then let's move on to our favorite rewatch of the year, which is always hard because often we rewatch movies because they're our faves, from past years. And I do have two for this one. And so my first one, even though it's not a movie, but I absolutely loved rewatching Guns and Gulabs and getting to talk about it with you because I have been wanting so much to talk to you about that series. And it's so good, and I love too that it helped kind of re-spark for you in a more official way your love and appreciation for Raj and DK.
It really did. Yeah. And
Yeah.
actually, that I considered as like, okay, does that make my list for favorites this year? Because I really enjoyed that series. Yeah. So I'm happy you're bringing it up. Because, yeah, there are a few things that I was like, oh, that was new to me, but was not new to Kim. So, like,
Right.
you're working with a slightly different pool.
A set of, yeah, options.
Yeah. So I love that you're including that because, oh, gosh, that's so good.
It's good stuff.
It's so good. It's a series that I would happily show to people who don't normally watch like Hindi language things.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it can be appreciated by a very wide audience.
There's like three I could put on this list, right? And I'm trying to gauge like what your other one would be. And to be fair, actually, I think one of them's a cop out for me.
I don't think you would necessarily guess my second one.
Okay. So, honorable mention, I feel like it should just be an honorable mention because it's not unexpected. Bang Bang.
Yep, absolutely.
So fun. So good. I think we've talked about it a lot. We don't necessarily need to talk about it more here.
No. I will just say, though, I did, in editing our bloopers, spoiler alert, I did go back and listen to the entire unedited episode it's of us so talking good. About Bang Bang, and it's so funny. Like, we just had so much fun talking about it.
I wonder if we should, like, upload the just, like, raw just the raw audio.
Yeah.
I remember I was in charge of editing that episode, yep. and I wrote, I was just like, this whole thing's pure gold for, yeah. like, comedy. It's so funny.
It was great. There were a few moments, though, I will say, where I was like, oh my gosh, this is so funny for a blooper, and then it was something that we had kept in the episode.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of gold that wasn't in there.
Yeah, yeah. But so, I guess we talked more about that than I expected to.
That's
but I'm going to take Robne.
Oh, I almost put down Robne.
Yeah, because... It is one that, even though I know it's one of my favorite Bollywood films, and even though it's one of my go-to recommendations for people, somehow I still always forget, like, just how good it is
until I rewatch it.
It's so amazing.
It's so lovely. And I think, in particular, we said this in the episode, so this is just repetition, but that's okay. You know, watching it after having learned the context in which it came out from the Romantics really meant a lot to me.
Was incredible. Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good. Really excellent.
Yeah.
My other favorite rewatch this year for a totally different reason was Luca Chupi.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, that's a solidly amazing, like, good film, too.
Well, and I will say it's not as much for me about the quality of the film. I do think it's a good movie. Like, I enjoy it. But it was more because... I was excited about how much I understood from it versus the first time we watched it. And so it just felt like this shining example for me of, like, actually putting in the work that we do for our podcast to try to understand the culture that these movies are coming out of a little bit better, the historical moments, the current moments, just the political stuff really does benefit. And, you know, it should go without saying, but I do think that especially... as kind of like white Americans who tend to live in a little bit of a cultural bubble to really intentionally go out and better understand another culture is so rewarding.
It really is. I'm glad that you brought that up because I'd forgotten just how much both of us expressed, like, wow, we got so much more out of it this time viewing it after we've learned what we've learned.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, Robne is definitely my choice. Bang Bang and Boggy 2, I think it's hard to, you know, those are two of my favorite, like, go-to action-y Bollywood films. So it's kind of like that thing where someone's like, what's your favorite song? And you kind of just have an answer ready. But then if you actually thought about it, you're like, well, is that truly my favorite song in this moment?
Right. And it could be different depending on the day that you're asked.
Yeah. So, like, Robne's the true answer, but I feel like I'd be disloyal to Boggy 2 and Bang Bang if I didn't.
I do think that's very fair.
But we don't need to talk about it.
All three of the Boggy episodes were also just full of fun moments between the two of us. So.
Yeah. Yeah, just to sum up, like, the fact that we watched the Doom franchise, we watched the Boggy franchise, we watched Bang Bang, like, we covered a lot of good stuff.
We did. We had fun, which is why I had a little bit of trouble coming up with an answer for one of our upcoming questions.
Oh, yeah, I know. But that's just going to continue to get trickier. But moving on to the next question. Favorite song?
Yeah.
I had to go looking. I didn't have one off the top of my head. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's that one.
I have a few, and I'm wondering if I have a feeling that ours are not going to overlap.
Okay, perfect. Then how about you go?
So the first one I have down from Dunki, Lutputgaya.
Oh.
I don't know how much, if at all, you have gone back and watched the video for that song or listened to it.
No, I haven't.
It's one of those ones that, like, in the moment, I never would have said, like, oh, this is going to be my favorite song of the year. Mm-hmm. But going back and re-listening to it and re-watching the video, it is so good. It's a wonderful song. It's so sweet and happy and beautiful, and it's Arjit Singh, so of course it's amazing. And then the video is just, like, pure, sweet, romantic Shah Rukh goofiness. Okay,
yeah, I was gonna say, is that the, like, that's the love song?
That's the love song, yeah. And just, like, the dance from it is really cute and fun. Mm. So that was an easy fave for me. But I did have another couple of honorable mentions.
Okay, great. Yeah, I, like, for some reason this year, I found it really difficult just because last year I had ones that I was like, I have to just rewatch this and re-listen to it on repeat. And I didn't really have that this year. So, I had to kind of go searching. But, my number one is Calmly from Doom 3.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the Katrina Kaif stripping, number.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. And I'd forgotten about it until, like, literally I was like, let me start by, like, what I added to my Bollywood Jams playlist this year.
That's what I did too. Yeah.
And then I'm just like, let me listen to them. And then I was like, oh my God, that's right. And yes. So that's it. Yeah. It's so good.
Really excellent. I do feel like of the movies we watched for the first time this year, which is what I kind of choose this based on. Mm-hmm, like, I'm not going to put Tumerie as my favorite song.
I did have the thought, I was like, can I say Oof?
Always worth mentioning both of those songs.
Yeah.
But we didn't, there weren't a lot of, like, big dance numbers in a lot of the new movies we watched.
There were a lot of movies that had zero dance numbers this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And so all of the rest of mine are ones that are just movies that had great soundtracks.
Yeah, and I have another one that would be more of, like, a soundtrack song. Yeah.
Okay. One of my honorable mentions is Bhairava's anthem from Kalki.
Yes, that's a good one.
It's so good. And it's been on my, like, I added it not just to my kind of, like, Bollywood Jams playlist, my personal one, but also, like, my, like, workout jams playlist, because it's so, like, and I'm just like,
it's like Jim's gonna theme kick some butt. From Bhutan.
Right, yeah, it gets you going.
Yeah, it gets you pumped up. Gonna look like Prabhas. No one can look like Prabhas.
I'm not aiming for that. And it'd be hard for me to achieve that goal. So it's a good thing that it's not my goal.
that's fair. Then I'm gonna say Chakde India was another one that I was just like, that's a bop.
That is a bop and a half.
Good one.
That'll get you moving.
Yeah, and a really good, also women-centered film.
Yes.
So,
very, very good. That was a really good one. Two soundtracks that I wanted to call out were Duck Duck, which has a phenomenal soundtrack, and there are a few numbers on that have made it onto some jams playlists for me. And also Gully Boy.
Yes.
Gully Boy had a phenomenal soundtrack. In particular, the train song is one of my favorites. So that's one that I've been listening to a lot.
That was another movie that I was like, oh my gosh, right. We watched Gully Boy. And like Lutera, which also, sidebar, I almost was like, is Lutera counted in one of my favorites? And then I decided no, because I didn't really, like, think about it automatically when I thought about this last year. But that was a really good one.
That's a very good movie. Yeah. Just romantic boys who make mistakes.
And wear good clothes.
Yeah.
Sad, too, which we know I love. So
you do love a sad movie.
Yeah.
So our next question is, what can we... what can't we believe? I don't know how to phrase this.
We haven't watched yet.
I can't believe we haven't watched these movies.
So, you know, last year we said we couldn't believe we hadn't watched Jodha Akbar yet.
Oh, did we say that?
We did. I re-listened and we were like, okay, that's got to be early on the list this year. I still can't believe we haven't watched Jodha Akbar yet.
Right. But I do remember, because Bang Bang was also one that we talked about that last year, right? And that was our first movie after Happy New Year of 2024. So Jodha Akbar is planned.
It's planned. Wink. But I thought that was funny. That's not actually my answer, but I did want to just put that out there. I'm going to go the Dawn franchise.
Yeah, I almost put that. And then the only reason I didn't is because I had thought about it a couple times this year, but I knew that Dawn 3 was coming out in 2025.
Yeah, I think you had a bigger plan.
Yeah, but yeah. I do think that's a good... It's like, I can believe we haven't watched it,
yes.
But I can't believe we haven't watched it.
Yeah, I got what you... Yeah, because you're like
we literally... Versus figuratively.
Right. We've talked about it so much, and every time you remind me that Dawn 3 is coming out next year. And so it's like, okay, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I guess we didn't know Boggy 4 was coming out in 2025.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. Mine, I had to work on this one a little bit because I feel like we're running low on movies that, not that I'm, like, we certainly have a ton more, like, favorite movies yes. that we're definitely going to rewatch. But I'm running low on ones that I'm like, we absolutely have to watch this.
I have one more, but yes. What is the, I'm curious to know if yours is mine.
Mine is kind of two because I think they would go together when we watch them. Okay. But I really want us to watch Bride and Prejudice and Ooh. Aisha.
Yes, we've been talking about that since we started the podcast. Those are good ones.
Yes, and because I, you know, Bride and Prejudice was my first Bollywood movie, so yep. it feels only fair for us to watch that since we already watched Om Shanti Om. Mm-hmm. And I think Aisha is a natural pairing with that as another yeah. Bollywood movie based on a Jane Austen novel.
Yeah, based on my favorite Jane Austen novel.
Emma is an Emma's excellent choice.
Emma's so good, yeah.
And Pride and Prejudice is mine, so it's yeah. just a win-win for both
That's
of us.
Perfect. my other one was Barfi.
Mm, yeah.
Because that's another one when I'm just thinking of, like, a good story to share with people who haven't yeah. necessarily seen Bollywood. I'm like, Barfi's really, really good.
It is really good. Yeah, gosh, I would love to watch that.
Yeah.
Excellent movie.
Yeah.
Great performances all around.
So good. And, like, yeah. so much heart. And it's so beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. That's one I only saw once, and it has really stuck with me.
Really stuck with you, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that a few times, and I would love to watch it again.
Yeah. Next question. What are we most proud of from the mm-hmm. last year?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just had one thing, which was I'm really happy with how many new movies we watched. Like, how yeah. many, like, new releases we kept up with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that was hard in our first year of doing this because there were so many things that we'd already seen that we were so eager to watch.
Right.
But now this year we weren't like planning as far ahead. So when right. something new popped up, we could be like, oh, well, we can fit that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And so that was really fun. And I'm glad that we were able to get in like a couple more kind of audience requests as well.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten in many, but everyone who has suggested something to us, I think we've been able to get in, like, at least one of the movies on their list.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, and going back to what I said, I'm proud of how we've made a, like, conscious effort to feature more stories focusing on, like, women.
Yeah.
Or written by women or directed by women. Like, mm-hmm. that's something I'd like us to continue to. I continue to also just be proud of us for doing this thing every week, you know?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
We've now made it 2 years, which is not nothing.
No, no. And it's funny because it doesn't feel like it's been 2 years.
No.
It feels like it's been, like, maybe months. 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. It's kind of just, like, a part of life, and it's a part of life that I really look forward to.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I'm just, yeah, I feel like we've really hit our stride this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I do have one other fun thing I wanted to talk about, but that feels like maybe a natural segue into sharing a bit of an announcement
yeah.
about the yeah. coming year and further future years for our podcast. As much as Katie and I absolutely love and adore this hobby of ours, we know that we are going to be able to sustain doing it for longer if uh-huh. we cut down to every other week.
Yes. Yeah.
And so starting in January, we are going to be releasing episodes bi-weekly every other week,
yep.
still on Tuesdays as opposed to every week, which is just mm-hmm. going to give us more freedom, more flexibility to keep this a part of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that because it's so fun And again, something I really look forward to. And it is also admittedly very time consuming.
Yeah, yeah.
For both of us. And, you know, as things progress in life, life gets more full and mm-hmm. time gets more limited.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that we're doing this shift because, yeah, I think it'll make it so that we continue to be really happy and eager to do this. Rather than it feeling like a chore, which is
right.
the most important thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a good thing. This is a positive thing that allows us to keep doing this more.
Yes.
So we're excited about all of the things that the new year holds.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little like bummed that it'll mean we talk about half as many movies as we normally do, but
yeah, but I do also think there could be some, you know, if it's a slower time, like we could watch Bride right. and Prejudice and Aisha for the same episode.
Yeah.
And instead of recapping them both, just like talk about them.
That is very true.
And that's something we had talked about doing this year, but the idea of watching two movies in a week
yeah.
feels like a lot, whereas watching two movies in 2 weeks is what we do now.
Right, exactly. That's
yeah.
so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be good, and that'll yeah. start. I mean, we're planning on taking the week of Christmas off anyway, mm-hmm. But so that'll kind of just naturally start our every other week release.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Before we get to our hopes and dreams for the future.
Yeah.
I feel like if this doesn't become an every year thing, that's fine. But I do feel like we need to name a Bollywood boy for our podcast for this year.
Oh.
And that Bollywood boy needs to be Dulquer Salman.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm yeah. not even opening the floor for us to discuss this. Like, going back and listening to our unedited episodes yeah. for the bloopers, like, we talked about Dulquer Salman in, like, every other episode.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we talked about him, we would often say the same, like, very... pay him the same compliments yeah. again and again about his physical appearance as well as just his vibe.
Yeah.
It just came up so much, and I can't wait for it to continue to come up in the future. But I do feel like, you know, if we were going to, like, name... You know, and he's not just a Bollywood boy
yeah,
of
no.
2024. It would be Dulquer Salman.
He's a multi-language boy.
He's a pan-Indian boy.
I love that DQ is our Bollywood boy of 2024.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great thing for us to do because I would also just say that our Bollywood boy of 2023 was Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
With all of the movies that came out and all of that, like,
that's that absolutely true. Yeah,
him.
So we'll retroactively name Shah Rukh for 2023.
Yeah.
DQ is 2024. I can't wait to find out who 2025 will be.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a, you know, if there's an actor of any gender identity.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, because I do feel like if we were going to go with a Bollywood girl, I feel like it would have to be Kriti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Have to be, hands down. We talk
yeah,
about
there's
her
no question.
All the time, as we
yeah.
should.
And she had a great year.
Yeah. So there you go. Our king and queen of Bollywood 2024. So what are our goals for next year?
So I forgot about this.
That's fair. I honestly had a hard time thinking about goals. Yeah.
You know, maybe one is I would love to have another guest. Again,
okay,
it was really
yeah.
fun having Carly on the podcast.
Right.
And we know of some other people who are Bollywood fans in our lives or who are
yeah.
experts on India and
That's
other
true.
Things who, you know, I think we could easily have join us. So,
yeah,
I think that would be a fun goal to try to have a guest again next year.
Yeah, I do like that as a goal, like even just to have it happen once or twice.
Yeah.
I think my main goal is to just get back on track with this Instagram thing.
I think that's a good goal.
You know, little goals, achievable
yeah.
goals.
Yes.
I think those are two good goals.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Perfect.
I think, yeah, the main takeaway being our goal is to just keep having a lot of fun and keep innovating in small ways so that
yeah.
it continues to be dynamic, but mostly just enjoying this thing that we create together.
Yeah. 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 Agreed.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's awesome. We love it.
Yay.
So skipping right to pluggables, follow us on Instagram. It's going to get popping at some point again, people. at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. Do what you do there. You could also consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. And you could consider leaving a rating or review on that podcast platform. But, you know, this is our year in review episode. We've done a lot of reflecting. And ultimately, I think we're just both grateful for each other, but also grateful for the people who listen. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in whenever you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Absolutely. We've said this before, but we would do this just for us, even if we weren't like releasing it to the public. But it is really fun to just know that there are people out there who are listening and reacting and enjoying what we have to say. And so, yeah, we love to have you here with us. Mm-hmm. And we have our YouTube and Spotify playlist as well, which we try to keep those mostly up to date. But it's hard with so many movies that don't have music that we put on it that I kind of forget about them sometimes. But you can find those linked in our episode descriptions as well as in our Instagram posts if you want to, you know, have a playlist from the movies that we watch to bop along to whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, maybe some of the songs that we talked about in this episode.
Yes, all excellent choices.
Yeah, great. So not next week, but 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
Coming out on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Which is like the perfect timing.
Uh-huh.
We are doing our second annual rewatch of Happy New Year.
I know, I'm so excited. We have already recorded it.
Yes, we have.
And it was very fun and silly.
Yep, because for anyone who listened to our original Happy New Year episode, we did a plot recap like we normally do, but we also came up with the rules for a drinking game. Mm-hmm. And this year, we did the drinking game.
Yes.
And then recorded. And we did not do a plot recap. We kind of just talked about the movie and the ridiculousness that we love. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a different format. I think it's fun.
It's very fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did this in the episode, but in case there is anyone out there who enjoys drinking, who would maybe want to, hearing this episode, do the drinking game before listening to our episode or something like that. We did discuss that this drinking game is going to need to be beefed up just a little bit.
Yes.
So feel free to drink between these things happening.
We were. But, yeah.
because we did. But so drink every time Charlie references two of something, i.e. there's two kinds of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Jag mishears something.
Yep.
Whenever Tammy has a seizure. Mm-hmm. Whenever someone does Nandu's snake dance, Nandu included, of course. Whenever someone mentions New Year's, which unfortunately doesn't happen all that often.
No, it happens like twice, we realized after we watched the movie.
But still, drink those two times. Whenever the color blue is prominently featured, which that on its own could get you drunk.
There's
depending on how you define prominently featured.
That's a surprisingly big one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also do a waterfall as any time that Mohini overhears Charlie talking about her behind her back, and then stop the waterfall when Charlie realizes that she's there.
And there's like three of those.
There are three. And so if you don't know what a waterfall is, that's where you start drinking and you don't stop until the thing happens.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to drink along with us, that'll be, you know, go right ahead. If not, just enjoy listening to us be tipsy and giggly, even more giggly than we usually are.
Yes, because to be clear, we did the drinking game and then immediately recorded.
Yes. Yeah, like literally like stopped the movie, got on and got started.
Yes.
Got down to business.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's fun. I don't think we need to read the plot synopsis.
Oh, yeah, no.
We know what Happy New Year's about, but as a reminder, if anyone does want to watch it, at least in the States, it's available on Netflix.
Yeah.
So there's that.
And before we wrap up, I wanted to tee up that coming up immediately now, after we finish saying these words, there is a blooper reel.
Mm-hmm.
As we did last year,
so fun.
We put together a blooper reel. This one's long.
I'm so excited.
We had a lot of fun moments that we had to cut out, as well as a lot of funny, you know, us making mistakes.
Yep.
I will say I made it mostly to entertain Katie, so I can completely understand why if you're not Katie, you maybe wouldn't enjoy it as much as Katie will. So feel free to listen or not listen at your discretion. I also think it's worth mentioning that there's a lot of burping. So if you find that gross, maybe don't listen. There's also some swearing. So if you feel like you don't want to hear us drop the F-bomb a few times, you can skip it as well. Mm-hmm. And there's also some dirty stuff. What yeah. we had sort of affectionately been calling to ourselves Two White Girls Talk Bollywood After Dark.
Yeah. yeah.
A few moments that were not appropriate to leave into regular episodes, but are fun.
Yeah.
And if you like that kind of thing, we think you'll like them.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a fair, you know, disclaimer. It's like, you don't have to listen to it.
If you want to listen to some of the fun stuff and not the dirty stuff.
Uh-huh.
The burping
is
in the middle, and then there's like a couple of funny things, and then once you hear us talk about Mufasa, then turn it off if you don't want to hear the dirty stuff. And the Mufasa thing's not dirty, so you're safe to listen to Mufasa.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mufasa is spoilers.
Mufasa's your keyword.
Yeah. Your safe word.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for putting that together. I'm very excited to listen to it.
Yeah.
I hope that the people who do listen enjoy.
Yeah.
And don't judge us too harshly. But on that note, we'll say goodbye and send you off into the bloopers. So until next time, remember, Bollywood doesn't need us.
Nope.
But we need Bollywood.
This year, last year, next year, and all the years to come.
All the years. Bollywood to infinity. And beyond. But Boggy 2. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I did love that Ayushmat. I'm sorry, I think I was thinking of Luis Guzman.
Ayushman.
But yeah, I loved Ayushman talking. I
don't know how Khurana. To say it right.
Ayushman Khurana.
You got it.
Ayushman Khurana. Okay. Ronnie then rents a car from a chatty business owner named Usman. Luis Guzman. What do you want to say, Kim?
He shares a dream of seeing a place called Chandratal, deep in the Himalayas.
Should we say what that actor's name is?
Nah.
Okay. Okay. It also stars Manoj Bajpayee, who is Shergill.
I'll just pick whichever of those I like best and leave it in. Oops, sorry. Okay.
What?
I'm out of control. I just like accidentally highlighted a thing on my phone and then deleted it.
Oops, that wasn't important.
All my notes just gone. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
They mentioned that they could steal the crop from a Sherpur farm. Sherpur. They mentioned that they could steal the crop from a Sherpur farm. That was two separate words. One more time.
Take it
from the top. They mentioned that they could steal the crop from a Sherpur farm, and as they're chatting, they see both Sukantu's car. Sukantu. I swear I almost had a beer. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. And they get into a fake fight while playing Russian roulette, so that it's not Russian roulette, it's just roulette. Russian roulette's the one with the guns. Sorry.
You know, they're casually just playing just Russian roulette. Woo. On the casino floor. As you do.
Oh my gosh. Playing roulette.
And Queen Victoria wore the newly cut Koh i Noor in a brooch. A brooch. A brooch.
A brooch.
A brooch. That's how they say it in Scotland. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So Jay Moots Sunair. Oh my god. Moots.
Moots. We got the Moots.
I feel like that would be like a Highland Scottish thing. I don't know.
We got the moots.
We got the moots. You got the moots. I don't know. Now I'm getting cockney. Oh, I'm all over the place. Anyway, moving on. Oh my, moots. God damn it.
Did you know that Boggy was another remake?
Fuck. No.
I just,
of what?
Of Boggy.
Oh. Well, we done messed up again.
That's okay. We'll talk about it.
All right. Well,
it's just, so... it's just Boggies all the way down.
Oh, God. Am I going to burp again?
Excuse you, me. That was so gross. The answer is yes.
That was so gross. I'm so sorry. You kind of had to force that one. Oh. It's so gross. Anyway, I both would be curious to hear all my burps put together in like
curious slash disgusted track.
Yeah, but it's also like I don't want a record of that ever. I'm only human. Excuse me. That was a free
question. I appreciate it. You tried to direct it away from the mic.
I don't think it worked. I think you heard it, but
I did hear it. I did hear it.
That'll be great fodder for our bloopers reel.
Yeah, the burp bloopers.
The blurp blooper.
The blur. The blurp.
The bloopers. Oh, the blurpers. That's the bloopers.
This whole episode is a little sad because we get into talking about you know. Pam.
I just did a really quiet burp and I need you to cut it out. And I was like, I have to say something or else what if you miss it? And it's just in there.
And you know it's there, but maybe no one else does, but you know it's there.
A secret burp. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, real you. Sad episode.
A gentle one.
So demure.
Maybe.
Oh, that was a big one.
I ruined that. But so, am I gonna burp now? Excuse me.
You yeah. Apparently, yeah.
I swear, I only burp on this podcast.
Yeah,
this
you save them up all week long.
Yay.
Hey,
the wedding happened.
Solved.
Done. Well, excuse me.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. It's been percolating in there for a bit, I guess.
It's been.
It's been. I thought I was going to burp, but I was like, ooh, if I force it, I'm going to vomit. So
don't want that. Not. That'd be bad. Ahem. I'm very belchy tonight, but I'm drinking seltzer, so it time. Makes sense. It's my turn.
Until next time, remember. That was a dog
that was
burp.
Such a nicely timed little dog sound.
It was a burp.
You're like mother, like daughter, just.
Because. You hear Adi speak, and it seems like he still has, and it feels like he still has a. And it feels like he still has a. Oh my god! And it's.
This is going in a blooper reel for sure.
I forget the order of words I was going to say, but my main point was that it seems... Oh, my God. It seems like a DTS... It at least seems like Adi is still coming up with original ideas, mm-hmm. is what I was trying to say. I don't remember any... But anyway.
yes, yeah.
You know, and I think it's, you're right, it's because he's an angry young man.
Jeez, sorry.
Oh my God.
I knocked over my computer.
I literally thought a hellhound had eaten you. I don't know why my brain went there, but I got scared.
Oh my God. Ooh.
Oh. Okay. You're okay.
I'm okay. Everything is fine. My computer's fine. Okay. Yep, we're all good.
You're okay. I'm okay. We're all okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just adorable. I love body language.
Body language.
Yeah.
They're never going to take me down. Sorry, I just... As I was saying that, I was thinking of Wicked. Never gonna break. Anyway.
Yes.
And this makes me think of the song from Lion King. But I won't sing it.
Oh, the yeah, like the one where it's like your ancestors.
He lives in me.
Yeah. Oh, God. I have goosebumps.
I love that song. I think it's actually from Lion King 2, but they put it in the musical.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
good. Because I was like, why am I thinking of a sexy lion?
Because you're thinking of Mufasa. And Mufasa.
No, I'm thinking of Kovu.
Oh, I thought I was thinking of how hot Mufasa is in Lion King the musical. The staged production of the musical when he's played by a human man. But also Kovu is hot. Is a hot cartoon lion.
Cause yeah, Sikanto rips a rupee note in half and gives one half to
Arjun. Rips it in half, I guess.
Oh, Sikanto. Well, fine.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry, I was busy writing my notes.
It doesn't matter, except that Arjun is sexy, so him doing it leaves an impact. Yeah. As you're just like watching his hands rip a thing.
That's that's like a whole new level of like I don't know, videos to look up. It's like ASMR, but it's just like handsome hands tearing stuff. I could get into that.
Could also get into that. Yeah. This is Two White Girls Talk Shadow Daddies.
Yeah. Oh my God, spinoff podcast.
Bollywood Shadow Daddies.
If only.
Oh boy. Okay.
Really handy trick.
Yeah, definitely. If you ever need to blow a transformer, this is apparently the way to do it.
Yeah.
I know. Well, when you said transformer earlier.
I was like, my mind doesn't go to a dirty place usually.
Blow a transformer. Yeah, just listen, we've all been there.
You know those moments where you're like, am I gonna do this?
Where's my chain to help me blow this transformer?
You're gonna need one, that's for sure.
Oh no.
Oh man. Saucy.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Ew. Oh.
What's the third word? Come?
Come. Right? It's come.
Is it K-U-M?
Yeah.
Sorry, because my phone changed it to Kim, so I just didn't know what know what the word was.
We've talked a lot about cum, so.
Okay, I'm just going to take this whole thing back.
Okay.
Just take three.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Save this section for the White Girls Talk Bollywood After Dark.
Okay. Well, maybe we won't go into all of my thoughts about the uselessness of flavored condoms, but
well, sure, yeah.
Although they do say that your vagina has taste buds. So maybe that's how they experienced it.
Sorry, what?
Or it's like the same, like it's like the same, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like they're the same cells as the inside of your mouth, which can taste things. Like it's not just your tongue that tastes things. Yeah. Happy Friday, guys.
Because it's this weird, like, I want to see just his body. I want to see his body. Doesn't have to look a specific way.
I want the accurate body. Image for when I think about it later on.
Yeah. Anyway, Kim, I'm blushing.
I'll cut that part out. He's a family man.
Yes. He's a dad.
He is a dad.
Dads are hot, too.
That's very true. Yeah.
Was that a separate... Like, we definitely had a conversation once. One of the questions when we were playing Kings, I feel like you asked me the question of if I could marry any man in Bollywood, who would it be? Uh-huh. And I chose Shah Rukh Khan.
Maybe that's a good choice. Didn't I also ask you who you would have sex with? I remember
maybe having, that was Shah Rukh Khan.
I remember having it can be both. It's nice in a marriage to also have sex if that's what you're into.
And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Join us also on YouTube and Spotify, where we keep our Bollywood bangers playlists, and we add songs from the movies that we watch that we want to bang to. What?
Oh my god.
I'm so tired. I don't know where my brain is anymore.
Oh, man. Great. Well, until next time, remember, we don't... Well, that's not it. We don't need Bollywood.
We're ending the podcast.
It's over.
We don't need it.
Our final episode is like, we've actually decided we don't need it anymore.
So
we've lost
sad.
Our souls.
That'll
never happen.
That'll never happen.